1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network in Argyle at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. In fact, we'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We invite you to call. I'll have a brief monologue. After the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We invite you to dial 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call will go directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today an unusual approach to our Let's Face the Issues format. We're talking about things Christians need to know. Things Christians need to know. Now, perhaps you immediately say, what are those things? Some of the things, multitudes of them, that the news media, the socialist Marxist media, are not talking about, are not telling us about, are not informing the nation about. And I believe we need to understand them. I believe we need to face them, understand them. I believe we need to understand what's happening with the political prosecution of Donald J. Trump. I believe we need to understand what is taking place in relationship to the standoff in Texas, with Texas saying, come and get us. Texas refusing to bend and bow to the Biden administration, to cut the razor wire, even confronting the U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 decision and saying that they need to let the Border Patrol cut the razor wire. I believe we need to understand some things like that. I believe we need to talk about today and understand, is it right for a Christian to celebrate a sodomite marriage? You heard me right. Should a Christian attend, celebrate, give a gift to even a family member if they are marrying a transsexual, a homosexual, what otherwise I simply call a sodomite couple? Should a Christian attend that? There's been some controversy recently about it. You've heard very, very little in relationship to the media covering it. That's all right. We're going to talk about it. And then we'll talk about the Florida grand jury. The Florida grand jury that was impaneled by Governor Ron DeSantis just came up with a headline. Said that masks and lockdowns were harmful. Were, past tense, harmful. It's a massive article, but it's not being publicized on the media whatsoever. We need to talk about these things. Need to understand what the Bible says and how we should respond. This is the reason, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that has the final say-so. I want us to recognize that when we talk about truth, when we talk about the issues, especially from a central biblicist Christian perspective, we need to make the determination of what we should do, how we should respond, how we should live, based on the authority of the Scripture, based on the authority of the Word of God, and not the authority of the Marxist media or the socialist calendar or the denominational dogma, but simply what does the Word of God say? The Scripture is very clear in John 8:31 and 32 where Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And John, and that is in Psalms 117, verse 2. John 17:17, thy word is truth. It is the truth of the word of God that ought to have the indelible final say-so in what we say and what we do. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I'm looking at a meme, I think is what you call it. It's the picture of the back of an 18-wheeler, looked like a large truck, sent to me by text message from Patty. Patty listens each day out in the unusual state, the wild state of Oregon, and she sent this to me. It's the picture on the back of a truck, says Truth Matters. It has two subtitles, 2000mules.com and truethevote.com. I don't know if you've ever watched the videos on both of those, but Engelbrecht on truethevote.com, she was prosecuted and persecuted by the federal government for bringing out the truth in the fraudulence in the 2016 election. She was prosecuted. She was investigated. She and her husband, their business, were tormented, tortured, and persecuted as a result of telling the truth. Then the 2000mules.com proved that in the 2020 election that millions of fraudulent votes took place. So the back of that truck says, truth matters. Truth does matter. Thank you, Patty, for sending that. It's a fascinating view for me, especially understanding some of the liberal propensities in the state of Oregon. But thank you for sending it. The further the society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It's very, very, very true, if I can say that. It was the secularist George Orwell that said that in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. We are in a society today where more and more of society disagrees with there being an indelible, emphatic, determinative truth. The millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, recent survey says 55% of them think that each person determines his or her own version of truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to be very, very careful with how we handle the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. And you won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth on most, if not all, of the television radio outlets across America today. In fact, I read an article recently where Biden had a conference meeting with the heads of all of the anchors and the others in leadership for the major news networks, basically instructing them what they could say, what they could not say, what he wanted them to say. Now, that's not truth. That's simply bowing to political correctness, and I'm afraid that's what we're doing on a national level. Rather than the media being responsible for searching, investigating, and bringing truth, they're promulgators and peddlers of a political bias and what they want us to believe. We need to go back to seeking the truth, listen to the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it, even to death. It was Jan Hus that made that powerful statement. And even when he was being burned at the stake, his last words were, truth shall prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional lawn care equipment, as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Two or three times professional staff can answer your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. Find the flag in the flagpole. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7 on the campus of Tools for Time. Find that flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. I'm going to be continuing a brief monologue, but I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is correct. Did you know that God's Word still gives us the information to let us know that God is still in full control? Nothing takes God by surprise. In fact, the Bible tells us that if you dig a pit for someone else to fall in, that you're going to fall in it. If you roll a rock up a hill for it to roll down on someone, it's going to hit you. Listen, perhaps you didn't know that was in the Scripture. In Proverbs, the 26th chapter, 27th verse, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. And he that rolleth the stone, it will return upon him." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it should be an encouragement to every child of God, for every Christian, every conservative, listen to this broadcast today, to realize that that is real, that is relevant, that is powerful, that is taking place, I believe, this very day. I believe we're watching today, as we see the political prosecution and persecution of President Donald J. Trump, running rippling effect across America. Trump's charged with insurrection, for example, because of the January 6th Capitol riots. President Trump is charged with mishandling official government documents. He's charged with misrepresenting his net worth and property values. And today we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the hand of God bringing truth to light, bringing truth to light. Listen, reading your headline, Tucker Carlson says, "What you've heard about January the 6th is a lie." This is a massive article, but ladies and gentlemen, this article reads in part, "America, the freest, most prosperous, powerful, and Christian nation on earth, is on the brink of destruction. Every decent and aware American adult knows this. The evidence is everywhere." And it talks about what is taking place with the Democratic Party. And it says in their standard, the standard bearer, Joe Biden, a senile, pathologically dishonest, and empirically corrupt career politician and hack is destroying America's economy, destroying our energy sector, destroying the military, destroying law enforcement, destroying election integrity, national security. Constitution and overall national well-being are rapidly being destroyed. At the same time, Team Biden demonizes and increasingly imprisons critics as violent extremists, domestic terrorists, white supremacists, and insurrectionists," end quote. But the bottom line is, and this article does not cover it totally, but the bottom line is, in my research and in the gathering of articles on that subject, it is my opinion that it was a setup. January 6th was a setup. It was a trap. It was designed to entrap President Donald J. Trump. The latest findings, about 200-plus federal agents, FBI, CIA, Capitol Police, Secret Service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, wearing MAGA hats and President Trump regalia involved in the Capitol 6 so-called insurrection. I understand in my research that a number of the federal agents dressed out as MAGA Trump followers were already in the Capitol building, opened the doors and motioned for others to come in, inviting them in. And ladies and gentlemen, the sad thing is there's about 41 to 44,000 clock hours of videotaped information for every square foot of space in the Capitol building that verifies and validates the finding. And yet President Trump was prosecuted, is being prosecuted on the basis that he was the leader of insurrection, that he caused the quote insurrection at the Capitol on January the 6th, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a lie. We have been fed a lie by the Marxist media and by the leftist in the House of Representatives that put on a show, supposedly the January 6th investigation. And now that the Republicans are asking for the documentation of those months and months of hearings, they're finding that supposedly the videotape of all of that's disappeared. Ladies and gentlemen, once they find them, I'm praying that it will become public knowledge of how the information, the real information, was pared down. The video footage of the security cameras were clipped, edited, only showing movement and statements that they wanted to say in their investigation. But the point that I make, ladies and gentlemen, in looking at it, God is in control. God is in control. Listen, you take Fannie Willis, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia. She's right now finding that what she was attempting to do to Trump, she's in the lion's mouth. She is now being investigated for fraud and for other potential crimes committed in her prosecutorial ramblings against President Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is charged with a number of things across America and the differing courts. And I was surprised, and I shouldn't have been, I was saddened when I read an article just this morning that said that the federal appeals courts have ruled that Trump does not have presidential immunity for some of the things that is taking place and what was said, what was done. Don't know whether it was directly about the documents that he took with him or not. But I believe it will ultimately, he'll ultimately be vindicated by the U.S. Supreme Court in his presidential immunity case. But notwithstanding that aspect, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we see today we're witnessing God's hand and bringing truth to light with that Fulton County district attorney and what she's been doing. Let me just read you, it's a massive article. I'll just read you the pertinent portions on the front page. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis admits personal relationship with prosecutor but denies any conflict of interest. Dated February the 2nd, embattled Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has responded to allegations of an improper relationship she had with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, whom she hired to work the case against President Donald J. Trump. According to the court documents filed earlier this month, Michael Roman, a Trump co-defendant, Willis, who brought the election interference-related charges against Trump, has been having an improper affair with Wade, whom she hired to prosecute the 2024 GOP frontrunner. Roman and his lawyers say the alleged impropriety should disqualify her from the case. And it goes on with great detail, ladies and gentlemen, how Fannie Willis used taxpayer dollars, some of which were federal funds, in order to take some out-of-the-country trips, some excursions, as I am told, and the reading and the researching of the information with her boyfriend, which happened to be the one that she hired to prosecute President Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, it is coming to light. By the way, all of that was brought to light because the one that was her, quote, lover, boyfriend, which was the attorney that she hired to prosecute Trump, his wife had filed, he had filed divorce papers against his wife in order to, assumingly, future marriage with Fannie Willis. So as a result of the divorce proceedings, all of this garbage is now being unfurled, unveiled, and the public to see. And the point that I make is here's a trap that Fannie Willis had proposedly set up for Donald Trump. And by the way, the truth will bear out the fact that she and her team made several visits to the Oval Office. And I'm going to pause when I say that. Several visits to the White House. Could it be that the Biden administration, in fact, could it be that Joe Biden himself was behind the scenes giving directions, making suggestions, connecting the dots for Fannie Willis, and even if that is the case, with other prosecutors across the nation that's using the arm of the federal government to prosecute Donald J. Trump? Could that be? And if that is the case, I believe what we're witnessing is the hand of God that's saying to Fannie Willis and others, okay, you've dug the pit for Trump. You're going to fall in it. You've rolled the rock up the hill to fall back on Trump. It's going to hit you in the noggin. I believe that's what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen. It could well be that there are the tentacles of truth that will come into that, but it's my position that that is what is taking place. I'm delighted to find that Jim Jordan, one of our U.S. House of Representatives members, has gotten involved in it because part of the funds that Fannie Willis has used were federal funds. This article says Jordan subpoenas Fannie Willis over her spending of federal money. Georgia prosecutor Fannie Willis, who created and is pursuing an odd organized crime case against Donald Trump and more than a dozen others over their statements regarding the 2020 election, is now facing a slew of scandals. There was another added this week when Representative Jim Jordan, the chief of the House Judiciary Committee, issued her a subpoena demanding that she document details of her spending of any federal funds. She's already facing a possible impeachment move in the state, and is being suggested she stepped down from the Trump case because of a conflict of interest and much, much more. This article reads further. Much of it is tied to the fact that she used tax money to hire a special attorney to handle the RICO case against Trump, even though the lawyer was inexperienced on that subject. Further, she paid him a rate higher than any other hired lawyer and lied about it to taxpayers. Then, too, the lawyer, Nathan Wade, purportedly was in a relationship with Willis in which he took her on exotic trips using tax money she had arranged for him to get. In the article, it asked the question, should Fannie Willis step down from the Trump case? I say absolutely unequivocally. I think that any final decision by any jury in relationship to the case would be biased if she continues in it. This article continues. Jim Jordan is requiring all documents, all communication referring to or relating to the Fulton County District Attorney's Office's receipts and use of federal funds, and all documents and communication referring to or relating to any allegations of the misuse of federal funds by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, including but not limited to the federal funds and other funds at her disposal. Ladies and gentlemen, truth shall prevail. It might seem today that it is elusive. It might seem today that it is not attainable. It might seem today that it is difficult for Trump to have a fair trial, and it is. But I believe God is intervening and opening Pandora's box for all of those that are carrying out the persecution and prosecution based on political vendetta for Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm not putting President Trump on a pedestal and saying that he's a lily-white, pure person in every category. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's wrong to see what is taking place. I believe Christians need to stand up, sit up, take notice as to what is happening, and we need to pray and ask God to intervene. Because, listen, if we do not have a change in the Oval Office, and a change soon, a change for good, a change for better, if we do not have that, we've lost America. We've lost our nation. We're in that kind of predicament even as it stands today. We need to recognize that and understand what is taking place in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, as we see the big picture, we're talking about things that Christians need to know. I believe we need to understand that God is on the throne. I believe we need to understand that God is sovereign. I believe we need to understand that God is in control of all world events. I believe that we need to understand and recognize that it's not government but God that we need to place our faith and trust in. I believe we need to understand and recognize that the scripture is very, very clear when it tells us in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I've said many times before, I believe America's in the state of mourning as a result of the Biden administration and what is taking place in our great nation. I believe we're witnessing today the ruin of the constitutional America that we're in as a result of the Biden administration being in charge. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching the hand of God. I believe we're witnessing what is taking place. And as we see it, listen, all of the cases at the present time against President Donald J. Trump either are put on hold, or there's an investigation of the investigators, or the court calendars have been set forth, set forward, and changed. There will not be a trial of any of them before the election. I believe only the intervention of God could bring things like that about in these cases that we're talking about. Then, ladies and gentlemen, not only do we see what is taking place with God's intervention in the cases against Donald J. Trump, but ladies and gentlemen, many people are asking today, are we headed into a civil war? Do you believe we are? When you see what's happening with the state of Texas, what's going to be the end result? What will be the end result of it? I believe that we're in a position today of having so much to take place. I believe we're having so many things that are happening that it brings about the question that some are asking. Headline I'm looking at, will we have a nation when a nation left for Trump to fix? The more Biden does, the more we don't recognize America, this writer says. So the question is, will we have a nation that's fixable, preservable, salvageable, even if Trump goes back in office? I believe that's a question that we need to ponder and consider, because I believe that we're witnessing and watching the progressive hand of God's judgment on a nation that said no to Jesus Christ. As a result of that, we can try to fix it from the human standpoint all we like. But if it's not fixable because of God's judgment, there's nothing that we can do regardless of who we place in the office. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University.